Games in this podcast range from E to M.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the official Xbox podcast, the only podcast coming to you from inside Xbox. We've got a great show for you this week. We're going to be breaking down all of April's Xbox Game Pass announcements. We've got a world first unboxing of a brand new Xbox wireless controller. We also have some other stuff, but the teleprompter didn't fast forward for me, so I'm just going to we'll just assume it's fine. It's going to be a good show.
It's actually,
now that woke him up. Yeah, so we're going to be talking about Call of Duty Warzone Season 3. Warzone, of course, out on mobile as well, but also Season 3 coming to console, PC, wherever you play your Warzones. And, you know, for those of you who are watching us on YouTube.com/Xbox, you'll notice we are here in the studio, but note, you can listen to us on audio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Just search for Xbox Podcast. So I mentioned we're back in the studio. You can see who we're with. This is great. Tina's on the road. Well, first of all, it's good to see you again, Haley Geller. How you been?
Good. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Well, it is always nice having you. Last time you were on the show, you were just coming off of like back-to-back-to-back concerts.
Back-to-back-to-back concerts.
You're still
all the
just running that. Yeah, Bad Bunny.
I heard about this. How did that go?
It was amazing. 10 out of 10. Didn't go to any concerts recently, but I have been listening to the Beyonce album, Cowboy Carter, on repeat. Amazing. If you have an hour and like 18 minutes-ish to yourself.
Ish.
Yeah.
16 seconds.
Listen to it top to bottom. Everything flows amazingly together, like typical Beyonce. It's her first country album. It's incredible. She won like an Innovator Award at some music awards that happened, I guess, last night, but it will not be last night when you watch this. She's just amazing.
Do you have all your merch, all your Cowboy Carter merch?
I did buy the vinyl, and it comes with a t-shirt, and I'm very... excited. So maybe I'll wear it next time.
Do you like Beyonce?
Obsessed.
Very good.
Yeah.
And here's someone we've wanted to have on the show for quite some time. 343's Ron Brown. How are you, sir?
I am here. Allergies have been in my face.
That's why we're back in the studio.
About a week now. So everything that you hear is full of a nasal filter. Well,
stay in here. It's safe. There's pollen levels are relatively low.
So great. Not a single living thing in here except us. It's nice. I enjoy that.
Very good. Can you just tell us a little bit about what you do? You're the franchise ambassador for 343.
Okay. So as franchise ambassador, my job centers around diversity and inclusion initiatives, philanthropic initiatives, and general studio connections. Hey, Ron, we want to work with some veterans. We don't know how. All right, I got you. I'm going to talk to USO. We're going to hook that up. Hey, Ron, man, we want to do a Make Wish visit, man. This kid, literally last week, we had a Make-A-Wish visit where a kid could have chosen to see John Cena and decided otherwise, which blew my friggin' mind. Wanted to meet the creators of Halo, and that is my jam. We pulled out the stops for that kid. Big shout out to Andrew. Do I get to do a shout out to Andrew? Andrew. I didn't get to do it on the live stream, my man. So I'm doing it on the podcast. I see you, my guy. Yeah. Okay, I'm done. Just anytime we go to make the world a better place or make like studio connections, that is my jam, and I'm gonna be on the front lines.
It's got to be really meaningful that Halo means so much to so many people, and you get to help really make those wishes come true.
It's crazy humbling too, especially because one. Like, you get kind of mired in the day-to-day, so you start to think, like, oh, okay, man, just Halo. It starts to become a little bit rote. And then you see somebody who sees it through a completely different lens, and you're like, oh, wait, that's amazing. He loves this stuff. I think we could do a little bit better. I think we could work a little bit harder. So it's galvanizing, to say the least.
So I feel like I know you because even though it's the first time I think we've met in person, you've hosted some like team internal major meetings for folks, and your personality really came through. So we were really happy to have you on here. But I feel like you really get to know somebody when you find out what kind of games they play. So what's been in your Xbox, on your PC, whatever, where you've been playing?
So I discovered a key thing about me as a gamer very recently. I need to have at least three types of games in rotation at all times. All
right, go into this.
I need a multiplayer. Mm-hmm. I need a RPG, like something that's got a story, something that's going to keep me socked in. And I need a mindless, I could play this forever until the cows come home. So right now, I oscillate between Overwatch and Halo.
Those are your multiplayers.
Those are my multiplayers. Halo for proficiency, Overwatch for the fun factor. Unicorn Overlord.
Good man.
Slap my face. Unicorn Overlord is the truth. I got a whole army in the name of the unicorn. All right, shut up and take my money. Stop talking. Stop.
Do you get to pick like what kind of unicorn or?
You do get to design the flag of your of your army. The thing I love about this game is every battle that you fight, you end up almost everyone, you end up picking up somebody new. Someone's like, I want to get in on this team.
Yep.
And you start off as just like this, these underdogs, and throughout the game, then you get more and more powerful and you start to build that momentum. Then you get someone, you're like, oh, I hope that person, they've got key art, you know, maybe they'll join my team.
They've got a proper noun name.
Exactly. And if they do, then you're like, oh, where am I going to put them in?
Okay, maybe I'll try this.
Oh my God, it's great.
You're selling it.
And then the other thing is, you don't actually have to fight the battles. You really just kind of set your squad and say, can you beat them?
Like, let them do all the work. They would demolish you.
Don't go fight them. Don't do that. Can you beat them? Oh, yeah, you bully them into dust. Go, just take that fight. Take that fight all day long. So that's my RPG. And the mindless one, like so many people, Balatro.
This is the fourth week in a row someone has come on here and mentioned Balatro. Tell us what you love about Balatro.
Balatro is my jam. So first off, I'm already a card dude. So like card games are my jam. I've been playing cards since I was like single digit ages. Like cards just running my family. So it's like, you already got me on board. Then you got a roguelike. Do you know how many runs of Hades I went through? Do you know how many times Dead Cells punched me in my face? I got right back up and said, all right, run it again. But this is gonna be amazing, and then I can spend money. Shut up and take all of my money. I've been just playing, just mindless. All right, I could do one more blind. I got this. I could run one more time. I know it's 3 a.m. All right, work. It's fine. I got this. It's one more time. This will be the one. It wasn't, but it felt like it was gonna be the one.
So you haven't had that perfect run yet.
Oh, I've beaten it a couple of times.
Oh, never mind. Okay, I should have. But at this point,
I'm still, like, now I'm at some of the other decks that, like, ooh, this is going to be, how do I do this? Or, like, some of the difficulty levels, sad panda.
So it's really more of a puzzle game than a card game in a lot of ways, right?
Oh, yeah. It scratches a lot of different itches. Oh, my God, I could talk all day. Don't
okay,
me
well, we, we've only got an hour, but we will come back. I think we picked up on that.
An hour just for him to talk about his games.
Just to talk about, have you heard the good word of Balatro, friend?
Just literally only this week.
Yes, 100%. Pamphlets. I got the informationals. I got this.
Okay, I'll come find you and you can teach me.
Haley, what are you playing right now?
Shocker, my list is not super long. Act surprised, but I played Hollow Knight for the first time and I feel like I've really been missing out on this. It's super fun, but also the most aggravating game ever. But yeah, the music's amazing, the atmosphere. I like the little insect bugs as bosses that constantly come for you. There was this point, like, I think it was 30 or 45 minutes in, where there's just, like, this big, you know, Tonka truck insect dude, and he's, like, the boss you have to get by. And he would just, like, smack me, and I died immediately on the spot. And then you have to go back to the sad-looking park bench to, like, regain your health.
Let's back up here. Obviously, a lot of people talk about Hollow Knight Silksong. Anytime there's a show, anytime there's a Nintendo Direct, anything, that's
it.
All the chat and everything. And
no
people
idea.
And so we know people love Hollow Knight, but if you hadn't played,
never.
And I'll be honest, I have it downloaded on both my Xbox and on my Rogue Ally. Maybe next week will be the week. It's definitely on my stack of shame.
Yeah.
What kind of game
stack
is it?
Of shame.
I'd say it kind of gives Ori vibes. Like, it definitely has that, like, platformer game, and it has, like, the exploration that I like, where you can take different paths and see where it takes you in, like, this underground, I think they call it, like, the Hollow Nest area. But yeah, it's very, like, action adventure, which I tend to like most of the time, because you can just get sucked in and not realize you've been playing for, like, 3 hours, but also know that you've been playing for 3 hours because you want to throw your controller.
You know.
Yeah.
You know.
But yeah, if you like Ori, I would say like 10 out of 10, give it a try.
Or Dead Cells. It reads very Dead Cells to me.
I've never played that either, but I'll trust you.
Dead Cells is an all-timer, so in the roguelike sort of game.
Yeah.
Hades as well. So.
Okay,
good. All right, so we got plenty of stuff to play here.
Yes.
Real quick, I've been playing Bulwark, and if this is not a game that immediately is something where, maybe wrong?
I tried the Falconeer.
His thoughts.
Okay. So the Falconeer was a day one launch title for Xbox Series X and S, made by pretty much one person named Thomas Sala. And it was a very challenging game. I played quite a bit of it because it was a day one launch game. It was like, it was Assassin's Creed, and then I would bounce back and forth just as a bit of a palate cleanser. Really interesting world building, and takes place in like a world of islands, of small islands, and people are just like clinging to rocks and trying to survive. So Thomas Sala, and I don't think he's the only person who worked on this game, but I think did the majority of the work. He's an interesting person to follow on social because he really gets into how he builds his games. This is more of a strategy game with really simplistic controls. I wouldn't say the game is simplistic, but just left stick, A button, X button, everything you need to know happens in there, and has a really streamlined sort of control scheme. But it takes place in that same world of Ursea, of these islands. But instead of it being action, it's more of a real-time strategy game. Got into it last night, played a few hours. Really interesting stuff. Big fan of what he does. He's an interesting person, like I said, to follow on social. So the game's called Bulwark. It's out now. Worth checking out, just for a very different take on strategy games. So enjoying that. Ron?
The Falconeer drove me banana sandwich. The controls, I just never got the hang of them.
I would say, like, one of the easiest to control RTSs that I've ever played, because it keeps things real smooth, keeps things on a track. You're not even really moving a cursor in a way. And then you switch over, if you hit Y, you switch over to this airship, and you use the airship to navigate and explore. Then you hit Y, go back to where you're building the buildings. Anyway, interesting stuff. Give it a shot, read a review, look at a video, watch a stream. Yeah, you can make up your mind that way. One other game we'll be talking about as we get deeper into Game Pass games is a game called Botany Manor. This is a game I've talked about, I want to say, in previous shows. I first played it about a year ago at GDC. This is a game, did you ever play The Witness?
No, okay. But I've heard of it.
Another all-timer. So after you're done with Hollow Knight, look up The Witness.
Backlog.
It came out early in the Xbox One generation. This is one of the best puzzle adventure games ever made, where you're sort of navigating this island full of mysteries and very challenging secrets and puzzles, some of which involve light, some of which are more traditional puzzles, some involve sound. It's an all-timer. Mm-hmm. Definitely getting some vibes from this, from Botany Manor. Now, it's under review embargo. I did beat the game. I'm very limited what I can say, so I'm trying to like keep it to things that are already out there. Basically, the crux of the game is that you're navigating this beautiful manor. It actually looks very painterly, very watercolory, kind of like you did see in The Witness. But the puzzles are plants. And these are plants that are not real life plants, they're like fantastical plants, and you're figuring out how to make them bloom. And so you're solving puzzles, you're finding notes all around the manor, you're manipulating the heat and the winds and all light and all kinds of other things in order to do the exact things that these plants need to bloom. And when they do, it usually unlocks another part of the manor, and you get to go all the way through. I think that's all I can say, but we're actually not going to have a show next week because a bunch of us are on vacation. So I really recommend, check out Botany Manor. Can I even say I recommend it without breaking embargo? I'll just slap my own wrist.
No,
I shouldn't have said that.
Can't
it's a game. It's I talked good. About it. You can play it or not play it. Don't come at
it
me.
It is a game that exists.
IGN reviewers or whoever.
Did they say whether or not it's like factual? Like, are these real life tips? Because I kill every plant that I buy. So
I'm playing this game because I kill plants in real life. I actually tried buying some last week. And half of
them
are dead already.
You could not murder plants.
I'm not trying to murder them.
I never know how much water, how often, what kind of light.
I want them to grow. What I don't want to do is the basic research necessary to keep them alive.
No, or my cat will eat it.
No, there you go.
You never know.
Yeah.
I'm calling CPS on both your plants. Both of you.
Botany PS.
Plant Protective
Service. Man, we bring you on the show and already you're getting narking us out to the plant police. Well, anyway, so Botany Manor would be the game that I feel good. It's sort of like how Power Wash Simulator. I'm not power washing my house. That's a lot of work. No. It uses a lot of water.
But also, it's Power Wash Simulator.
Absolutely.
Botany Manor is for those of us who kill plants at home, but want to solve some fun puzzles
here. Let's do it.
That's out next week on Game Pass.
In video game land. I will lie to you.
All right. So this week, Season 3, Call of Duty, Modern Warfare 3, and Warzone has been released. New season brings the return of Rebirth Island, new core, 6v6 maps, a new zombies mission, rift explorations, 4 new weapons, 8 aftermarket parts, and a full Call of Duty Warzone mobile integration, so you can play here, you can elevate, you can unlock your black cell here, you can go back and forth wherever you go. I'm actually looking forward to trying it out on a plane this weekend. Anyway, it's more than I could tell you about. So instead of listing off all of these new features, let's send it over to Rebecca, who sat down with Etienne and Tom to learn all about what the third season of Call of Duty and the recent release of Warzone Mobile bring to the Call of Duty universe. Take it away, Rebecca.
Warzone Mobile just launched a couple of weeks ago, and Season 3, by the time that this is airing, will have released earlier this week. And so joining the show, we have Etienne from Beenox and Tom from Solid State Studios. Welcome to the show, guys, and congrats on launch. How are you feeling now that, you know, the game is in players' hands and Season 3's out?
Yeah, great. Great to be here. We're really excited for mobile to be out and part of the Call of Duty ecosystem. And we're really excited getting a ton of feedback. We're also really excited for Season 3 because that'll be the first full season that mobile enters the Call of Duty franchise. So excited for that.
Yeah. And on the side of mainline, just having Rebirth to be back for Warzone, I think that it's something that a lot of players was asking for. So it's the perfect time to return to that great map and provide with a lot of fun gameplay that will be coming for like the whole 2 months in front of us.
Cool. Well, I have a lot of questions about Warzone Mobile in particular, but Season 3 just came out, so it's a little bit more timely. So let's chat about that first, Etienne. So tell us about your work. You're the creative designer for Warzone, correct?
Yeah. So my work is I have a lot of discussion with the different teams. So a lot of people are trying idea of, what could be cool and interesting to provide into a new Warzone experience. But I think that at the end, I'm just making sure that we have the same goal and that we're providing the best experience that we can do with Rebirth Island. So for Season 3, just to give you an example of those discussions, we have that mechanic in BR that we call a Champion's Quest. And so we're looking at how can we provide something like a Champion's Quest mechanic, but inside Resurgence. And Rebirth Island is the perfect fit for that type of challenge. So it's really into the more hardcore player of Warzone, but we know that a lot of players love Resurgence. So having that type of feature to be available for them will be really interesting to follow and see how they can find solution to complete that really big challenge. There is other ID that it's more like returning ID, but again, just to give you an example, we have something that we call the weapon trade station. It was something that we've done in the past, but we're always looking at how can we improve those ID and just push it like a bit further. So it's a mechanic that you need to, if you have a weapon that you don't really love, you can find one of those trading stations and you just exchange your loot for another loot. But we're trying to make it more personal. So there is some occasion that you will receive something that come directly from your loadout. So let's say you're a person that are more like an AR player. So maybe you will have more chance to get some AR. So it will be pretty interesting to see how a player will engage with that mechanic returning inside Warzone. Yeah, and there is a lot of other cool thing that's returning and new ID and something that it's new and I'm really excited to see how people will engage with it. It's called the biometric scanner. So it's basically a scanner that you will find in Rebirth Island only at the beginning. You will get scanned, and depending on some odds, you will receive a key card, and that key card will be named with the name of your player card. So, and you will exchange it inside any buy station. And depending on the quality of that key card, the loot that you will receive will be like in line with that. So this will be an interesting thing to engage player because you can kill another player and get the key card he just received and exchange it in his name. So it will be pretty interesting to follow up on this one too.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot packed into season three. And, you know, as of the day that we're filming, it just came out. So it'll be really exciting to see how players are, you know, taking advantage of these new features you're talking about. So yeah, it'll be really cool to see. Do you have any favorite, like, kind of individual, like, items or operators or skins from season three?
Yeah, I think that my personal one is really, like, something that we call the infill strike. We have something in Warzone that it's pretty common to everyone. It's called the public event system. So it's something like, oh, you play and the circle is closing and, oh, fire sale. So right now you need to, you have an opportunity to engage with the buy station and have a rebate on like the item. What we have in Rebirth Island that to add to that great system, it's what we call infill strike in Rebirth Island. So it's basically when you're in the infill in the EC-130, you will be inside a plane and sometime you will see a jet fighter just trying to attack the island. And maybe this time on a rare occasion, you will see the lighthouse getting destroyed. So it's just a way to like surprise the player and engage with the map inside a new way. Because at the end of the day, we just want to make you feel that every match is really unique and different, and there is something new for you to discover or to try out. So having those infill strike, right now we have three of them. We have like the rooftop of the prison, the lighthouse, and the water tower. So it's just something to spice up a little bit every match inside Rebirth Island. It's not something that you will see every game, but it's really interesting to see how people are just using those different POI to find a way to win the match.
Yeah, and I love the term infill strike. I feel like Call of Duty has come up with a lot of the kind of fun gaming lingo and like slang in the last like couple decades. So that's a pretty cool term. But yeah, there's a lot in season three, but you know, it's also really exciting that season three is releasing on Warzone Mobile as well. So Tom, please tell us about your role as the director of design on Warzone Mobile.
Yeah, so like you were saying with season three, we've been designing a lot of great features that are specific for mobile, but because the game is cross progression, we get a lot of the great stuff that Etienne was talking about. So a lot of the, you know, the shared battle pass, a lot of the new weapons that are coming, the new operators will be available in mobile as well. But we're also introducing some new stuff for mobile players. So we have a new map called Rust coming out for multiplayer. We're doing some fun stuff in Rebirth because Rebirth is a theme for the franchise this season. We'll be adding UAV towers to Rebirth. We've got a lot of fun gameplay that will be coming to Rebirth. So it's really been fun for us to enter the mix and give our twist to mobile players.
Nice. And you mentioned cross progression. So how exactly are the versions connected, console, PC, mobile?
Yeah, so all of your progression, so that's your rank, your weapon XP, your battle pass progression, and your inventory. So weapons, weapon level, all that kind of stuff is carried across the different platforms. So for example, if you were to buy the battle pass and make progress on that on console, you could then load up the mobile game, start playing, and all of that progress you made on the mobile would contribute to that progression on the battle pass. So you can really play from anywhere now, which is really exciting for me as a fan of Warzone. To also now have the mobile game in the market that I can play anywhere and at any time and be making progress towards my progression.
From my side of view, if you want to continue like the battle pass, because maybe sometime you wish you had more time with your console or PC just to finish this one, but now you can just continue your own progress on your mobile phone. So you can be anywhere. And I really love the opportunity to just, oh, I love this gun. So I can play on both platforms and I still have the same great experience on both sides. So that's really awesome.
Yeah, and if you're a camo grinder like me, you can jump into Shipman on the phone and just start trying to unlock those camos as well, anywhere you are.
Yeah, I think we've had, I feel like I saw like an old like commercial we had for xCloud, which was like a guy who was playing on his console and then running out the door and getting on the bus, and then he was playing on mobile. And so it's really cool that you can take Call of Duty on the go like that now. Yeah. But, you know, obviously designing a game for mobile is like very different from designing for console or PC. So what are some of the things you've done to optimize for mobile?
Yeah, I mean, the two areas that were the most important to us is one, the controls. They're so different on a touchscreen than on a controller or a mouse and keyboard. So we really wanted to get that right. We wanted to get the fluid movement, the feel of the weapons, the gameplay, and the things you can do in Warzone. We really wanted that to translate to a touchscreen. So we're heavily focused on building really fluid and great feeling controls. Also, mobile is a little bit different in that since you are touching the screen, many people like to play differently. So we have a whole set of customizations that you can go into and adjust how your HUD, how your controls look, work, and feel on the mobile phone. And so that really kind of was the main thing to look at. The other thing, which we are always constantly doing, is trying to improve the look, the feel, and the performance of the game across all devices. So, you know, we're constantly focused on that and trying to make that experience better for all players, because there is such a gap in devices in the mobile market, and trying to make it a good experience for all players.
Yeah. And it's pretty cool too that season three, I guess there's like maybe like a week and a half delta, but season three is coming out like right away when it launches. And then for future seasons, will they come out at the same time on mobile and then the console and PC?
Yeah, we are now aligned with the console and PC game. As those seasons come out, we'll be coming out at the same time. We'll have a lot of the shared content, again, the shared progression. But we're really excited. We're coming out ready to go with live operations. We've got mobile exclusive events that will be coming out every single week. We've got new content ready to go for players. So we're really hitting the ground running. Season three is just the beginning. You know, every season we're going to have a lot of great new stuff ready for players.
Wow, very cool. And as both, I feel like this entry to mobile, like this is like a good way to get like new players into the Call of Duty, you know, universe as well. And like you said, the ecosystem. So as both like new and veteran players jump in, what are you excited for them to experience?
Yeah, I mean, I think that for new players, I'm excited about the fact that people that have heard about Call of Duty and haven't had the opportunity to play the like real Call of Duty experience and have heard about Warzone, but haven't had an opportunity to play it, to get in there and play it. I mean, it feels and looks and plays just like the console and PC version. I mean, everyone that sees it is kind of shocked, like, wow, this is Warzone. And that was our goal. And so I think we've really delivered Warzone to a whole new audience. So I'm excited about that. I'm also excited about existing players that maybe don't have the time to play on their console or PC anymore. Now they have, you know, on the go and can maybe find time for it on this new platform. And for players that are playing it actively on console and PC, it's a, you know, something on the go when they want to just like mess with a gun, try different loadouts, you know, they can do that now when they're away from their computer or console. So there's a lot of different ways to use this game and play the game. So it's exciting.
Yeah, and just like Tom just mentioned, I think that to reinforce that both platform is speaking to each other. So we're just making sure that maybe there is someone on the phone that never play like the console version. So it's just a way to and like an entry point for Call of Duty, and after that, just making sure that we continue the growth of that community and deliver like the best experience that they can have inside that Warzone experience. And it will be pretty interesting in the follow-up to just see more and more collaboration across all the different groups to again just craft that ultimate experience of a shooter on mobile, on console. So, and on my side, something that I'm really proud is just that we continue to build on that great version, and there is always opportunity for us to just continue that way. So Call of Duty is really huge, so there is a lot of place we can explore to just continue to delight all the player that is around the globe on this one.
Yeah, and on top of that, what Etienne was saying, you know, Etienne and I talk, and as the mobile game gets more mature, we're talking about how do we start doing things in collaboration more, and where areas we can, you know, make sure that, hey, we're running this event in PC and console. Let's make sure it's also running in mobile. So I think, you know, as we mature, there's more opportunities for us to share more across the different platforms.
Awesome. Yeah. I mean, I feel like you guys have your work cut out for you. Like, season three is probably just the beginning, but I mean, what comes next from the player perspective? I mean, I know it just came out, but more seasons, more events.
Yeah. I mean, go ahead. You first.
Yeah. There is always something to look for. And I can already say that just for Rebirth Island, I think that player that will return each day will always find something new and something interesting to engage with. And I'm just pleased that we have a lot of surprise coming, like in the coming weeks. So just for people that love Easter egg and quests and cool stuff, there is always something to looking for. And for other season, it will be again a really exciting chapter of Warzone. And I'm sure that mobile will just double down on all of this.
Yeah, it's really just the beginning for us. I mean, we just launched. We've already got kind of a live roadmap and plan of all the stuff that is coming. And I'm excited for it. I'm excited to roll that out to players. We just got a lot of new stuff coming. We've got a whole franchise of great content and history that we can tap into and bring to mobile. And so we're really excited what the future holds.
Yeah, and even as a developer, we develop and we play a lot of Call of Duty, but just as a player, I continue to play like all night. So sometimes I'm just wishing I should not sleep and have more free time to just play more and more of Call of Duty. But again, I feel that the content that we deliver, it's just content that any gamer will want to play and to continue to move on through all the different chapters that is coming on.
Well, all that's left are for players to get out there and experience season three in Warzone Mobile for themselves. But if there's anything else that folks are looking for, head to callofduty.com. But otherwise, thanks so much for joining me, guys. This has been great.
Thanks, Etienne, Tom, and of course, Rebecca. Great job as always, breaking down the latest in Call of Duty. All right, so just as we were like firing up the show this week, we saw a trailer hit IGN first. And it really definitely caught our attention. So this game is called Eternal Strands. This is the debut fantasy action adventure title from Yellow Brick Games. That if you've never heard of that studio, it's a relatively new studio. Mike Laidlaw, who worked on the Dragon Age games, is I don't know if he's the head of the studio, but affiliated. Say no more. That already gets me feeling really good. But looking at this video, it's really cool, and I think a key differentiator for this game is what they're calling standing against giants. You face gigantic adversaries through a mix of sword, spell, and mobility. You can climb on them, you can stab on them. What'd you think about this?
Very, very Shadow of the Colossus, which is just a throwback for me from the PlayStation 2 era. I was terrible at Shadow of the Colossus. Just miserable. I killed that first one, and then after that, just loss after loss after loss.
Did you ever finish it?
Heck no! Oh my god! That is... it just quit in ignominy and shame. Oh my god!
Well, no. It is one of the greatest games of all time. Actually, it had a starring role. I want to say in like an Adam Sandler movie back then.
Yeah, kind that's of a weird, right.
Yeah. All right, we're going way back. But also, I was also reminded ourselves a little bit more recently of Dragon's Dogma 2. Were you climbing up on mm-hmm, some of the larger mm-hmm. enemies and you really just mm-hmm. jamming into them?
Yeah.
So, well, two games I think people love a lot, one from a couple Thanks. Decades ago, one from a couple weeks ago. So very interested to see more of that. So we'll be keeping an eye on that one. Things that we're able to play now, though, let's get into this week's new releases. Deceit 2 is an online social deduction horror game where you can inspire fear as the terror, play detective as an innocent, or create mayhem as the cursed.
Ooh, three okay. factions.
Alchemist, the potion monger. We all have a potion monger, you know, right? At my local bartender, I feel like.
Oh, yeah.
This is a mixture of a simulation puzzle. Yeah, exactly. I mean, cocktails are sort of like the evolution of potions.
They're chemists, yeah
exactly.
It's the same thing.
Yeah. So this is a simulation puzzle, an RPG game where you can leave the lab, venture into the world, change it with your brews. See? Yeah, it's very much there. Choose your character from a wide array Some things look good on paper, then you sound like Bugs Bunny when you say it.
Like, and clearly the person who wrote it doesn't have to say it.
Yeah, read these things out. Yeah, read these things read these
just
things
a good out. Elmer Fudding on there. That's all good. I know, I got you, baby. All right, run it again.
You're gassing me up here. It's good. You're going to help me make it through. Okay, Game Pass. A lot of stuff to play. We already had talked about Botany Manor, which is coming out next week. But out now, Super Hot, Mind Control Delete. Did you all ever play Super Hot? All right, tell us what you think.
My list is really long right now. I feel like I've been missing out on everything.
Super Hot was one of those games that, like, the cool factor is just through the roof on that.
Mm-hmm.
You set up things in a minute, and you're like, yeah, it looked like a video, like a movie shot, but that was all in game. Hold on, I'm gonna set it here, and you're all done for. Thank you, and I'm out.
So it's like a FPS, but things only move, including bullets and enemies, when you move forward. So if you're sort of moving in a direction that is not going to be working out, you can see it coming. So it's really more of a puzzle game. Obviously, you need to aim, but there's all kinds of things where you're just sort of plotting out the best way to do it. Kind of almost like Hitman, one frame at a time.
Yep.
I think so. You figure out, okay, I'm gonna shoot over here, and I'm gonna expect that as I move, that person's gonna go into this board.
Or I'm gonna start something here with the intention that everyone's gonna go there, but actually, I'm aiming for something over there.
Exactly. And what's funny is, like, sometimes you'd be like, okay, all I need to do is not get hit by that thing, and it only moves when you do it, and then you still end up getting hit by it. And I'm like, how? It's like walking into a parked car and then falling on the ground. But I haven't done that.
You said, no, that sounded like it was some personal
I was on my bike, okay?
Man.
It doesn't count.
I mean, don't far be it weekend. From me to judge, but that sounded a little too close to home for me to think it was a coinkydink.
I blame my potion master alchemist on that.
You know what? That's a clean kill.
All right, LEGO 2K Drive. This is also out by the time that you watch this. I don't know if you played this. This is a really fun open world racing game. So I would say if you're a fan of Forza Horizon, really, you should keep an eye out for LEGO 2K Drive, wide open. Actually, you had LEGO in some of the Forza Horizon games. I want to say in 4 and in 5.
Yeah.
Some of the most fun add-ons for those games.
Oh, this Everything is Awesome song. I feel like I can still hear it.
Yes, exactly.
Don't speak its name.
I know.
Because then it gets stuck.
I know. I'm sorry.
The cool thing about this is you actually get to build your car, too. So when you think about LEGOs, it's not just things exploding in like a bunch of bricks. It's actually getting to build, and so that was really cool about this. Lil Gator Game, this is out today. Embark on a cute Lil quest. That's the trademark, the L-I-L. You discover new friends, uncover everything their island has to offer, climb, swim, glide, and slide your way into the hearts of many different characters you meet along the way in this adorable open world adventure.
Is this set in Florida?
I'm a Florida Gator, personally, so I think I have to try it out.
You kind of got to.
Yeah.
That's
my
rule.
My little brother was a little Gator as well, so.
You got to. That's a requirement. You
it's
have
true.
To try that
you ever You ever eat Gator?
No.
It's delicious.
Let me tell you, Gator burrito, one of the best.
Gator burrito? Oh, that's decadent.
Yeah, it is. It's a lot, but yeah. It tastes like. It's kind of like chicken, but like a little spicy, I guess.
Can you do that?
You can do a deep fried gator burrito 100%. You just eat the tail, by the way. It's not like you're like, you don't start at the front.
I'm gonna lead a podcast.
Gator's pretty tasty.
I'm gonna stick to my chicken chipotle burrito, thank you.
Okay,
I'm just like saying. Chicken eventually, you may as well just try the gator.
If Chipotle had a gator burrito, then I would go for it.
Mash. Yeah. I would mash on that.
Yeah, anyway. Mm-hmm. All right. A couple more games coming to Game Pass. Also out today, EA Sports PGA Tour on cloud, PC, and console. That's via EA Play, of course. Kona is coming back into Game Pass on cloud and console. It's not about coffee, just so you know. Botany Manor, as we mentioned, is coming out next week. That is a day one Game Pass release. Shadow of the Tomb Raider Definitive Edition out April 11th on cloud, console, and PC. Y'all played this one?
The Tomb Raider reboot, just in general, was one of the best, well done. Like, you took a great series that already had a lot of love, a lot of great things about it, and then you just revamp it in a way that just sucks in modern players. Like, I played both of them, and when I tell you that, like, Lara Croft's story was what really kept me going. Like, the first ones you could play, you could have fun with, but that story, like, I really want to see how this lady gets it done. This is nuts. So, yeah, I might actually run back on Shadow of the Tomb Raider.
Yeah, it's a great game. I feel like we had three, like, distinct sort of generations of Tomb Raider. There was the original ones on PS1, which actually got those re-releases very recently.
I missed that second generation. I missed it too.
I missed the second generation. I was hoping you would fill in those gaps. Haley, maybe? No.
I played one of them, but I think it was the first one, so I
guess. It like really polygons and stuff like that? Yeah. And those were recently remastered, and those were like very much like puzzle games in a way.
Yeah, they were.
They were really brutal, whereas these were much more action-adventure. And I thought they were really good. I love Rise of the Tomb Raider, and then Shadow of the Tomb Raider is the third one in this trilogy. This is where you start to think, wait, are we the baddies? Wait, should we not be doing these things? Yeah,
obviously.
So. Also, a really good third-person shooter, which you don't see a whole bunch of those these days. It's either a lot of folks lean hard into the first person, but a good third-person shooter.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. If you haven't played it, Shadow of the Tomb Raider, this is the definitive edition, so you might have played it when it first came out a few years ago, probably about 5 years ago at this point. Well, it's out April 11th on Game Pass. And then one last one, Harold Halibut, which is out on April 16th. It's not about fish. We actually had a great art. I had no idea what it was about. Halibut, pretty tasty.
It's not about coffee. It's not about fish. Like, come on, man. Why aren't things what
they're
supposed to be?
We got little gator. We got halibut. Halibut, also pretty good burrito. I might have had one this weekend, actually. Just every game could it be in a burrito? Can you have a Tomb Raider burrito? Probably not. It's really old. They go bad.
T-Rex burrito?
Yeah.
You wouldn't have a T-Rex burrito?
Yeah. I mean, I would. The arm meat. That's where the good meat is on those little arms. So Harold Halibut is a game about sort of an undersea civilization, and so worth checking out. Hitting Game Pass April 16th. It's not about a fish. Great article on Xbox Wire, news.xbox.com. Hit the little magnifying glass. Type in Harold Halibut. I learned quite a bit about this game, and I thought it seemed really interesting. So I'll be checking that out. I guess it'll be in a couple weeks. Mm-hmm. All right. There's the new games. There's stuff you haven't played yet, and there's things that you probably have played that are bringing new experiences to you. We want to highlight one of those. No Man's Sky, the game that keeps on giving, has its orbital update. We're up to update 4.6, by the way. This allows you to dock your fully customized Starship in a sleek new space station. This update is called Orbital. So space stations have been completely overhauled internally and externally. New starships can be constructed from salvaged parts. Frigate fleets can reach out for guidance with interstellar expeditions. Standing and guilds have been improved. Trading and system economies have been deepened, and so much more. I do appreciate that these folks just keep... one of the best investments you could have ever bought is to buy No Man's Sky.
Yeah, the No Man's Sky story, especially with when you look at it as a game and like how it's progressed, they've put so much love into that game, and it shows. You go back and play, you're like, oh my God, the quality of life improvements, and it'll capture you. If you have not played No Man's Sky because you thought it was one way, take another look at that sucker.
Yeah, I mean, because it's been out for close to a decade at this point, and has had in all of that time has completely changed. Really, if you played it at launch, you should take another look. Something else just launched.
Uh-huh.
Who would like to have the honors to unbox this thing?
Oh, this is happening. Well, I don't get to do it. I'm the guest. You've been here like three, four times. You get to do stuff like this all the time.
Are you my gloves?
This is a happy day for me.
We do have standards on the show.
Do you want yours?
Oh, I'm not touching the controller.
Okay.
I'm not taking this home.
I'm not going to put my grubby paws on it. Yeah. I got you.
Look, I don't know if people have been eating gator burritos on the way in here.
Friend.
We filmed this at lunchtime.
Hold on, friend. I got some matches in this morning, and if you thought Doritos weren't involved, you're wrong.
Never too early.
It's never too early.
Do you like the blue Doritos or the red ones, though? That's the hardest question.
Blue, for true.
I like both.
All right, let's turn it around to the camera.
Oh,
what we're looking
green.
At here
Ooh,
is the
cute.
Nocturnal Vapor Xbox Wireless Controller Special Edition. It's now available for pre-order. It's releasing next week. We love to just announce it and release it real quick.
Should we take it out of the box?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we'll take
it's not an unboxing if it's still in the box.
Ron needs music.
So this is the latest in the Vapor collection. We've had a couple of these. This one is inspired by nature at night. Every Turn around for that.
Okay. Look, man, I'm trying to be selfish with that thing.
It's giving gator.
It is giving gator.
Oh, every color. Look at that thing.
Good job with the gloves.
I put them on backwards.
I guess I'll share a little bit.
Look at this. This is the pinky and the thumb.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Well.
And then you had the nails done, too.
I had my nails pristine,
and now you got the gloved.
All right, so hold on. Haley's holding onto the action with rubberized green diamond pattern grips on the back case.
Of course, this thing,
every color swirls an expression of the expansive landscape.
TikTok girly where you got to go like that. Yep. Get it.
And like every Xbox wireless controller, you can quickly pair with, play on, and switch between devices, including console, PC, and mobile. I'll repeat it because we've mentioned this before, but you might not know. You can connect this to both an Xbox console and a Bluetooth device at the same time. And what you do, if you want to switch back and forth between the two, is you double tap that button on the top, and it'll do a double blink, and that's when you know you switched between the controller and you switched to your Bluetooth.
I will use a controller for my Xbox,
and then I'll switch over to my phone to play. Actually, I've been playing Warzone Mobile. I literally just prop my phone up on my keyboard, like in between meetings, and you know, play one of the mobile Royale matches for 10 minutes, and then just back to my Xbox.
I didn't know that's what that button was for. Thank you.
Well, it's used for pairing, but then once you're paired to both,
I didn't know it had a double tap function.
Yep. So
cool.
One of those things, you know, you work here. You pick up a tip or two.
I might have to get back into the mobile game and enjoy it.
Oh,
yeah. All right.
I've been hard on the console. I've been hard console these days, but ooh.
All right.
I also play Bejeweled on the Xbox app. Microsoft Jewel on the Xbox app. Yeah, that helps a lot too. There's a Jewel app.
I had no idea.
Wait, hold on. Did y'all not know about this?
On the Xbox app on your phone.
Yeah, you get like points for playing Microsoft Jewel on the Xbox app.
Okay.
Oh.
Good to know. And I just run a couple matches on that. Like I'm waiting for
something. The more you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
There are achievements. I didn't know if you know, like for stuff like Solitaire and a few of the other sort of like Microsoft fun games. There's actually achievements.
Wait, for real?
Oh, yeah. And quite a few of them. They're free. And you just sign in with your gamer tag. So if you download Microsoft Solitaire, there's the Mahjong game, that's sort of the matching tiles. This is what I do like when I'm on a plane. I'm just sitting there just like tapping away and listening to a podcast.
This is happening. Yeah.
It's not like traditional Mahjong. It's the tiles. Anyway, all right. There we go. All right. And before we wrap it up here, there's a chance for you to win something with free code Friday. I hope the was for that segue because I feel like I really killed it there. This week we have Call of Duty, Warzone, and Modern Warfare 3 Season 3 Battle Pass bundles to give away to a handful of lucky listeners. You should know how it works by now. Keep an eye on at Xbox Wire on Twitter. That's the Xbox Wire Twitter account. If you haven't checked out Xbox Wire, by the way, my team works on it. They write some good stuff there. It's where you find out about your Game Pass games and various other things. So, you know, you can check it out or you can just keep listening to us. So check out that Twitter account, Xbox Wire on Twitter, between noon and 2 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time. We have moved to Daylight Time on Friday, April 5th. If you're watching this on launch day, that's tomorrow. We'll have a question. We will ask the question here on the show. You will put the answer to that. And then they will randomly pick winners. They will DM the winners with the code to that battle pass. I think we have a few extras this week, so it's a really good chance, or a decent chance, I should say, that if you play, you know, you might win. All right, so what is the question? Well, I'm going to pose it to you two.
Oh, you're gonna ask us.
Oh, boy.
All right, Ron and Haley, if you could recruit any fictional or real characters to your three-person Warzone squad, who would you drop in with?
Oh, man.
All right, so for the cast that's listening, if you can see me, you can just see this. I have a gigantic Master Chief helmet on my shirt. I'm wearing a UNSC hat. If you think that the Master Chief himself is not going to be on my three-man squad, you are wrong. I almost want to just have him be all three people, all right? Do I have to be one of the people?
You're one of three.
Okay, so I'm one of three.
So pick two more.
Definitely Chief. And you know what? It's going to be off the beaten path.
Let's hear it.
Dante from Devil May Cry.
Okay.
Dante from Devil May Cry. He knows how to operate a firearm. He's got close combat down. And you know what? Worst case scenario, Devil Trigger, he'll get it done. So, yeah, I would take Dante and Master Chief. A little bit of magic, a little bit of tactic, and then me just weighing both of them down, saying, help me, please help me, oh, God.
Taking over the chat, you know, in the headset. Yeah. Haley, Who you got?
It's like a really hard question.
This is a hard question.
It's a solid
and
question.
And part of me was like thinking like maybe a real life person that would be funny or fun. Kris Jenner, I feel like she's like the low-key, the smartest person in the room, but you
will make it into the you will make it into the top three with Kris Jenner, and you'll make money doing it somehow.
She would have a marketing campaign and like really good branding. but I guess if it acts, that's how my brain works. I'm really sorry. But I guess like character. Part of me says like Sailor Moon, and then the other part of me is like. Maybe like Zelda, that could be interesting.
Okay, all right.
Zelda or Link?
Oh, that's hard. Link.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, Link's got the little the little phone thing all the time. So he had the little the little switch in his pocket.
Yeah.
I can't remember what that's called. All right, so who would you recruit to join you on your three-person Warzone squad? Take a look on Friday, April 5th between noon and 2 p.m. on twitter.com/XboxWire. Answer that question and we will randomly pick some winners to get that those Warzone codes. So, and then you can get the new skins, you get the battle pass, all the good stuff. I haven't seen what's in this week. That's why we put the interview on, because they know. I don't. All right. That about wraps it up for this week. Please feel free to follow us on twitter.com/XboxWire, youtube.com/Xbox, and wherever your finer podcasts are found. Just search for Xbox Podcast. We are not going to be here next week. I'm on vacation. I got to get me another Gator burrito and play Hollow Knight on the plane. But I want to thank Ron and Haley for joining us this week. You all were great. Would love to have you back. So
don't threaten me with
let us do this again. And so we will be back in 2 weeks. Any final thoughts from either of you?
You know what? Can I get like two shouts out?
You, two shouts out.
You already have one.
Look, man, it was for Make-A-Wish Kid.
Okay, fair, fair, fair. It doesn't count.
I told Pops I was going to be on the Xbox podcast. It's going to be great. So,
oh, cute.
Pops. I see you, Pop. We made it, Pop. Stand the man. And then also, man, just a big shout out for Earth Day. That's coming up,
that's
man.
That's in April.
That's coming up. So, man, just shout out for our home. We live on it. We only got one home. Take care of that sucker. Other than that, be good to each other. Play you some games, preferably some Halo, and then be cool. Be cool.
All right. No better way to end the show than
that. Yeah, you killed it. Yeah.
Okay. 10 out of 10. Well, we're going to leave it there. Thanks for joining us. We will see you in 2 weeks. Good luck, everybody.
See y'all.